Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're in Washington, D.C. today. It is exciting to see all the progress that's taking place. And we were just there with the president and Jared Kushner. They're gathering all these business leaders.
Yeah.
Well, what happens? Right after that meeting, they went away and began to discuss strategies that needed to be done. And they followed it up. And they all came together and they stood with President Trump as he did what? He signed an executive order to make it happen. There's no more of this talk and no action. We have an action leader and everybody's coming together. As a matter of fact, this is the president with the executive leaders that he met with signing the executive order in the White House. Let's go there now.
Thank you all very much for being here. We have tremendous people standing behind me, the biggest in the world in terms of manufacturing and business. Some of the people involved are Ken Fisher and Ken Frazier, Chairman, President, CEO of Merck, Alex Gorsky, Chairman, CEO of Johnson & Johnson, Marilyn Paulson, and she has been very tough to deal with, but that's okay. So she's a very tough negotiator. President of Lockheed Martin Corp, Gregory Hayes, Chairman, CEO, United Technology, Andrew Livers, my friend Andrew, Chairman, CEO of Dow Chemical Company, Mario Longhi, President and CEO, United States Steel Corporation. Juan Luciano, Chairman, President, CEO of Archer Daniels Midland Company. Denise Morrison, President, Campbell Soup Company. Lee Stilesnanger, III, Chairman, CEO of Alti, Inc. Mark Sutton, Chairman, CEO of International Paper. And Ying Thulin, Chairman, President of 3M Company, and we have made tremendous progress with these great business leaders, amazing progress. They're getting together in groups and they're coming up with suggestions about their companies and how to bring jobs back to the United States. And I think it'll be a fantastic day for the country. And we met yesterday and met with these folks and some more. Excessive regulation is killing jobs, driving companies out of our country like never before, although I must say I think we've stopped it to a large part, Marilyn, right?
Right.
Reducing wages and raising prices. I've listened to American companies and American workers. I've been listening to them for a long time. I've been listening to them complain for a long time. But today, this executive order directs each agency to establish a regulatory reform task force, which will ensure that every agency has a team of dedicated and a real team of dedicated people to research all regulations that are unnecessary, burdensome, and harmful to the economy, and therefore harmful to the creation of jobs and business. Each task force will make recommendations to repeal or simplify existing regulations. The regulatory burden is for the people behind me and for the great companies of this country and for small companies. An impossible situation. We're going to solve it very quickly. They will also have to really report every once in a while to us so we can report on the progress and so we can come up with some even better solutions. This executive order is one of many ways we're going to get real results when it comes to removing job-killing regulations and unleashing economic opportunity. We've already issued an order which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So that in itself is going to be tremendous, but what we're doing is much more than even that. Every regulation should have to pass a simple test. Does it make life better or safer for American workers or consumers? If the answer is no, we will be getting rid of it and getting rid of it quickly. We will stop punishing companies for doing business in the United States. It's going to be absolutely just the opposite. They're going to be incentivized for doing business in the United States. We're working very hard to roll back the regulatory burden so that coal miners, factory workers, small business owners, and so many others can grow their businesses and thrive. We cannot allow government to be an obstacle to government opportunity. We are going to bring back jobs and create more opportunities to prosper, maybe more than ever before in our country. We've made tremendous strides over the last short period of time. This is, I guess, we're 4 weeks into it. I think for 4 weeks I've done a good job, would you say?
Yes, sir.
But again, I want to thank these great business leaders. Some of them are with us in the White House, and they had tremendous success. Reed and Jared and so many others in business, and they're helping us sort out what's going on, because really for many years, even beyond, long beyond Obama, President Obama, I will say that it's been disastrous for business. This is going to be a place for business to do well and to thrive. And so with the signing of this executive order, I would like to just congratulate everybody behind me. And Andrew, I'd like to thank you for initially getting the group together.
Thank
really
you.
A fantastic
thank you,
job you've done.
Thank you.
Should I give this pen to Andrew? Dow Chemical. Yeah. I think maybe, right? We're very proud of this one.
Thank you.
That means a lot of jobs. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
It's so exciting that it's not just talk.
Yeah.
It's not just a discussion, but it's creative strategies for jobs, ending with them standing there signing an executive order to make it happen.
Putting words to action and getting it done.
It's like making America
great
again. That's awesome. Now, listen, this is, we're going back to D.C. here. President Trump, you know, a businessman himself, very worldwide successful business person. He has a great business ideas he says he's going to bring, but he brought all the, well, not all, a lot of CEOs and corporate business leaders together at a round table to have a discussion about, we're going to get some jobs and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to reward those who stay in America and hire American, and we will penalize those who go outside of America but come back into America to sell their products to us. Then they'll be taxed. As a matter of fact, he had a couple of moments to be able to introduce everybody there. So before the press left, we want you to see this. This is an exciting meeting. This is a president within the first 50 days is just rocking America. Let's go to the White House right now. President Donald Trump sitting there with leaders of industry from all over our nation. Let's take a look.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to have everybody and some of the great people in the world of business. Many of you I know, many of you I know from reading all of our wonderful magazines and business magazines in particular. So it's an honor to have you with us today. Bringing manufacturing back to America, creating high wage jobs, was one of our campaign promises and themes, and it resonated with everybody. It was really something what happened. States that hadn't been won in many, many years they came over to our fold. A lot of it had to do with the jobs and other reasons, but jobs. And I'm delivering on everything that we've said. In fact, people are saying they've never seen so much happen in 30 days of a presidency. We've delivered on a lot. And I think Mark can explain, and Mark can probably say some of the things we're doing for the auto industry. We're going to be doing that for many of the industries. As you know, the United States lost one-third of our manufacturing jobs since NAFTA. That's an unbelievable number and statistic. And 70,000 factories closed since China joined the WTO. 70,000 factories. So when I used to give that statistic, I used to talk about it, and I always thought it was a typo. I said, it has to be a typo. I tell Wilbur, that can't be right. 70,000. Think of it, 70,000 factories. So you say, what are we doing? My administration's policies and regulatory reform, tax reform, trade policies will return significant manufacturing jobs to our country. Everything's going to be based on bringing our jobs back, the good jobs, the real jobs. They've left, and they're coming back. They have to come back. You've already seen companies such as Intel, Ford, Mark has been great, GM, Walmart, Amgen, Amazon, Fiat. They came the other day. They're going to make a tremendous investment in the country. Carrier and many others announced significant new investments in the United States. For example, Ford is doing $700 million in Michigan, creating 700 new jobs as a vote of confidence. It was actually stated, a vote of confidence. We have many other companies doing the same thing. Carrier, as you know, and I got involved very late, almost like by 2 years late, but many of the jobs that were leaving from Mexico, they're bringing back at least 800 jobs. They're bringing it back. And they actually never got to leave. I have no idea what they did with the plant in Mexico, but we'll have to ask them because it was largely built. General Motors is investing $1 billion in U.S. plants, adding or keeping 7,000 jobs, and is going to be investing a lot more than that over the next fairly short period. Lockheed Martin has 18. They've just announced 1,800 new jobs. And U.S. plants are doing a great job, and we started negotiating with them a little bit on the F-35. They've cut their price a little bit. Thank you very much. She's tough, but it worked out well, I think, for everybody. And I think I have to say this, Marilyn, you've gotten a lot of credit because what you did was the right thing, so we appreciate it. You cut a price over $700 million, right? By over $700 million. You think Hillary would have asked for $700 million? Oh, boy. I hope you – I assume you wanted her to win. But you know what? You're going to do great, and you're going to make more planes. It's going to work out the same or better. Walmart announced plans to create 10,000 jobs, and all of those jobs are going to be in the United States. Sprint SoftBank is putting in $50 billion because of our election in the United States over the next 4 years to create 50,000 jobs. They've been terrific, by the way. And we have many others. Many of you are in the room, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have many, many other companies, and we're very happy. Today, we have 24 CEOs from the largest manufacturing companies in the country and even in the world. They represent people just in this room, nearly $1 trillion of sales and 2 million employees, large majorities of which are in the United States. They share our commitment to bring manufacturing back and to create jobs in this country, which has been the biggest part of my campaign. I would say the border, big part, military strength, big part, and jobs, big part. I don't want to say which is most important. I guess we always have to say defense is maybe the most important. But many of you take care of our defense. You make great products. Nobody makes the products that we do for military. Nobody. And in fact, a couple of countries who were not allowed to buy from us, I gave them — hello, Jeff — I gave them authorization. You can only buy from us. I want them to buy from us. They were getting planes from other countries because our — and their allies, but they're going to be buying from us from now on. And I just want to thank all of my people. My staff has been amazing. Gary, as you know, you all know Gary from Goldman, Gary Cohn, and we're really happy. Just paid $200 million in tax in order to take this job, by the way, which is very much unlike Gary, but he's great. And he'll be criticized by the media because he's getting paid $197,000. He'll say he really wanted that money, which he gave up. I think he gave up. Did you give that up, Gary? I think so, yeah. It was one of those things. But that's right. I want to thank Wilbur has been so fantastic. I've known Wilbur for so long, and he's a great guy, great negotiator, but a very fair negotiator. And he's going to be doing things that the deals we have with other countries are unbelievably bad. We don't have any good deals. In fact, I'm trying to find a country where we actually have a surplus of trade as opposed to everything's a deficit. With Mexico, we have $70 billion in deficits, trade deficits. And it's unsustainable. We're not going to let it happen. Can't let it happen. We're going to have a good relationship with Mexico, I hope. And if we don't, we don't. But we can't let that happen. $70 billion in trade deficits. And that doesn't include the drugs that pour across the border, like water. So we can't let that happen. With China, we have close to a $500 billion trade deficit. So we have to do something. I spoke to the president. I spoke to many people. We're going to work on that very, very hard, and we're going to do things that are the proper things to do. But
I actually said to my people, find a country where we actually do well. So far, we haven't found that country. It's just losses with everybody, and we're going to turn that around. I want to thank Jared Kushner, who's been so involved in this, and all of my guys. We have a great team. We have a team of all-stars, and we've really been given credit for that. Right now, Rex, who, as you know, he's in Mexico. I said, that's going to be a tough trip because we have to be treated fairly by Mexico. That's going to be a tough trip. But he's over there with General Kelly, who's been unbelievable at the border. You see what's happening at the border. All of a sudden, for the first time, we're getting gang members out. We're getting drug lords out. We're getting really bad dudes out of this country, and at a rate that nobody's ever seen before. And they're the bad ones. And it's a military operation because what has been allowed to come into our country, when you see gang violence that you've read about like never before and all of the things, much of that is people that are here illegally. And they're rough and they're tough, but they're not tough like our people. So we're getting them out. I thought what we could do is maybe we'll start with Ken on my left and we'll go around the room and introduce yourselves to the press. Lots of media. One thing, we have lots of media. How are you? That's one that treats me very nicely. One of the few. Hi. And we'll just start around, go around the room, and then we'll talk privately without the press, and we're going to figure out how to bring many, many millions of jobs more back to the United States. Okay? Ken, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to be here. Ken Frazier from Merck & Co., Inc.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mark Field, CEO of Ford Motor Company.
Thank you, Mr. President. Denise Morrison from Campbell Soup Company.
That's great. Good soup.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Greg Hayes from United Technologies, the parent company of Carrier.
Did you bring any more of those jobs back from Carrier? But one thing he did, you know, I said, you were given so much credit for that, and I heard 2 days ago that you're selling far more Carrier air conditioners than you thought, just as a patriotic move. People are buying Carrier because of what you did, bringing the jobs back to Indiana.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Great
so
success.
I said that. I thought that was going to happen. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Lee Stieslinger with Altec, Inc.
Thank you, Mr. President. Alex Gorsky with Johnson & Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. David Farr with Emerson, St. Louis.
I'm Doug Oberhelman, Executive Chairman of Caterpillar. We have plenty of D-10s.
I love those D-10s. I even like the D-12. Are they still doing the D-12?
We're doing a D-11, and we have some of those around as
well. Because the D-12, I'm waiting for, you know. That's going to be bigger than anything ever in history, right? There's nothing like what you do. The Caterpillars are the best.
Thank you.
And when we raise the dollar and we let other people manipulate their currencies, it's the one thing that stops you, Doug, right?
Take them on. Bring them on.
Right. Technology. No, but we have to give you a level playing field.
We need a level playing field.
Let other countries give you a level playing field. So what a great company. I love Caterpillar. I've been driving them for a long time.
Well, come on and see us, and we'll put you in one.
Okay, good. You have it. I might do that soon. Go ahead.
Jim Kamsiskas, Dana Incorporated. Thank you.
Mario Longhi with U.S. Steel, Mr. President. Thank you for the opportunity.
And you're going to be doing pipelines now. You know that,
we
right?
We put you heavy into
the pipeline business because we approved, as you know, the Keystone Pipeline and Dakota, but they have to buy, meaning steel. So I'll say U.S. Steel, but steel made in this country and pipelines made in this country.
100%, so Mr. President,
the pipe is coming from.
And by the way, when you come drive trucks come up to Minnesota and our mines, you're going to see
good.
It running up there.
I'll do it. I'll be out there.
Mr. President, thank you. Jeff Bettig, Whirlpool Corporation.
Yep. Good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Marilyn Houston, Lockheed Martin Corporation. I just want to thank you for this opportunity that we've spent this morning in the working group and the opportunity to talk to you today about generating jobs. We're very excited about the fact that this is one of the first actions that you want to take on. So thank
good.
You.
Well, thank you, and thank you for what we did. Lot 10, we call it. Lot 10, 90 planes. It was 90 planes out of 3,000. But it was not doing so well, and now it's doing great, right?
That's right, Mr. President.
Okay, good.
And we welcome you to Fort
thank
Worth
you.
To see those aircraft on the production line.
Good, very thank good. You. Thank you, Marilyn.
Mr. President, good to see you again.
Good.
Jeff
hi, Jeff.
Great to be here. Look forward right. to really working with you on creating more manufacturing.
Jeff actually watched me make a hole in one. Can you believe that?
This is a
should you tell that story?
We were trying to talk President Trump into doing The Apprentice. That was my assignment when we owned NBC. President Trump goes up to a par three on his course. He looks at the three of us and says, "You realize, of course, I'm the richest golfer in the world." That's a comment. Then gets a hole in one. So I have to say, you know, I've seen the magic before. So.
It's a crazy day. Now, I actually said I was the best golfer of all the rich people. To be exact. And then I got a hold of it. So it was sort of cool. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bill Brown from Harris Corporation. And thank you for coming to our headquarter location in Melbourne, Florida, twice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great.
Wendell Weeks, Corning Incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. John Ferriola, Nucor Corporation.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. President. Don Althoff with Verizon, Inc.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mark Sutton, Chairman and CEO of International Paper.
Great.
Good
morning, Mr.
Bob
President.
Bob Kraft is a big fan of yours. You know that, right?
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Keith Leinbach, CEO of LiveOps, representing the services industry in a manufacturing forum.
Yes,
I
know.
Remember, bring those services jobs back as
good.
Well.
Good. We will.
Good morning, Mr. President. Andrew Liveris, Dow Chemical. Thank you for the opportunity in bringing the language of business back to the White House. And I'm here to make chemistry sexy again.
And I want to thank you for your help. You've been great. Thank you, Andrew, very much. Nobody knows Ivanka.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good. Thank you. Reed, thank you also. Thank you. Say it again, please.
Inge Thulin, 3M.
Yes.
Good morning.
Great company.
Good morning, Mr. President. Great to be back.
It's Michael Dell with Dell Technologies.
Hi, Michael. Good. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Mr. President. Phoebe Novakovic, General Dynamics.
Great.
Good morning, Mr. President. Juan Luciano, Archer Daniels Midland.
Great. Great companies. Great. Jared. So, Jared, maybe I'll let you take over for a little while, and
yep.
We'll then we're going to then go through the room very, very carefully. We're going to find out how we bring more jobs back. And thank you to the press and the media. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you later. Thank you very much.
That's so exciting. Of course, Jared Kushner's his son-in-law,
yes.
Successful businessman. He just built, as a matter of fact, some great units right over in Brooklyn. You could see them, the Brooklyn Bridge, other side of Manhattan's on the other side of that. Well, he just built this whole great development over there for a lot of the young developers. And obviously, he's not doing that now. He's the one that gathered all those business leaders together. Isn't that so important?
Feat.
It's so important because so many people are saying things that are not true. You're looking at all the businesses coming together. You're looking at education coming together. Look at Medicaid and Medicare and just great Supreme Court justice stuff.
And he hasn't been in office 2 months.
Yeah.
And you're seeing so much forward progress. This is huge.
It is exciting. It's totally exciting. So we just need to pray for wisdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll